Raised in hell, forged by fire and harder than drum steel, comes the new album from 3 Inches of Blood, There Wait Thy Doom, featuring 11 hardcore, evil tracks from the biggest defenders of traditional heavy metal. There Wait Thy Doom is available in stores now.
Okay, you're on the radio, 101.
Are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here!
On the streets!
Full of problems.
Wait, have you surrounded? Come on, put your hands up.
With the light, there's nobody left they can
afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. That is also 101.9 FM and cable. www.citr.ca online. My name is Aaron. I'm here till 1 o'clock, as always. And as always, if there's something you'd like to hear, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Started things off with two tracks from two acts that were formed in the 70s. And two 80s releases. We heard from Manchester's Buzzcocks from the Another Kind of Tension release going back to 1980 on IRS Records. We heard a track called Paradise, and we followed with The Damned, Strawberries, 1982, Bronze Records, Generals. So yeah, there we go. Might get to some other 70s stuff a bit later, or some early stuff, but right about now we're going to get into a new release by an old act. The act is Broken Bones, and the name of this release is called Death Walks the Streets. It's a brand new 7-inch on Dr. Strange Records, and we're going to hear the A-side of that. It is called Enemy Within. 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR for requests and that kind of stuff. New Broken Bones, here we go.
And you'll listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
Better to the fatal man in partiality. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Back to the start. Back to the hopes. Back to the
is that the Brookers listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the set, we heard from brand new Broken Bones. Broken Bones out of Stoke-on-Trent, England. Going off and on since about 1983. This is brand new for 2009 on Doctor Strange Records. Death Walks the Streets. And the name of the track was called Enemy Within. We follow with the Restarts with their latest Mobocracy, which is a split with MDC, Millions of Dead Cops, on No Label Records. And yes, keep your eyes out for this one in North America, released on Rodent Popsicle. We heard a track called Square One, followed with some Violent Arrest out of the UK with a track called Halt. This is from a double 7-inch release called Criminal Records. It's on Grave Mistake Records, and we followed with a brand new act out of Long Beach, California, formed out of ex-members of the Star Strangled Bastards. The band is Doomsday Hour. And we heard a track called Religion Breeds War, and we followed with a track called Another Religion, Another War by the Vrookers from the Another Religion, Another War 12-inch. And yes, hate to say it, but I'm not going to get to see the Vrookers today or tonight when they play in Seattle at the El Corazon with Doomsday Hour. Yes, both those bands are playing tonight in Seattle at the El Corazon. I'm missing it. Boo-hoo. Hopefully see them again sometime soon. So yeah, we're going to get to a release now. We played this one last week. It was a hit. Had a phone call about it. Hopefully the guy's listening to it. The band is called The Gears. Reissued, brand new, 2009 at Hepcat Records. We're going to hear a track called Don't Be Afraid to Pogo.
You wouldn't come to this place. Then you go and tell me that punk's not your scene. Instead you try to tell me that's too late. There's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as hate. Give yourself a good reason why. Try to negotiate. Talk to yourself. Keep on saying the right thing. Don't be afraid of pogo. Before it's too late. Myself no home, I've got no place to go. I guess I'll have to pogo. I'm going to the show. Don't be afraid to pogo. Don't be afraid to relate. If it wasn't for this kind of music, you wouldn't have come to this place. Then you go and tell me that punk's not your scene. You said you tried to tell me that's too late. Don't be afraid to pogo. Don't be afraid to pogo. Don't be afraid to pogo. Don't be afraid to pogo.
Don't be afraid to pogo. Barber from the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
From the Complete Punk recordings dating 1977 to 1978, brand new for 2009 on Sudden Death Records. The band is The Action. They were from Ottawa. We heard a track called TVs on the Blink. The Rotten in the set before that, Contemporary Act out of Kitchener-Waterloo, Ontario, from the Enemy of the State release. We heard a track called Hey Little Girl. And before that in the set, we heard from some UK subs from the Brand New Age release, going back to 1980 on NEMS Records. You can find that reissued on vinyl, courtesy of Get Back, and Captain Oi has done another fantastic version of reissue of that album with bonus tracks. And Eraserhead in the set before that, from the Best Of release on Captain Oi Records, heard a track called Ape Man. Act from the UK sounded a lot like the Ramones. And at the start of the set, we heard from the Gears, from the two CD sets, the Gears and the DIs on Hepcat Records. Yeah, we heard a track called Don't Be Afraid of Pogo. So yeah, we're going to hear Volume 2 of the Legacy of Fertility Volumes by the Inbred, Brand New and Alternative Tentacles, which is everything that this West Virginia act called the Inbred did. We're going to hear a track called Too Much Hardcore for Breakfast.
Find your clothes!
Canadian classic track remade in 2009, courtesy of Crystal Mess from the Dark Corners release. We heard a track called 1984. That was originally done by Genetic Control. Deep Sleep in the set before that on Grave Mistake Records. Three Things at Once, compiling 3 7 inches. We heard a track called 1984. Ottawa's Germ Attack in the set before Deep Sleep from the Day They Live, We Sleep release. I Want Out is the name of the track. It's on MCR Records out of Japan. Heard from Direct Control in the set before that from their latest 12-inch, their final 12-inch, their farewell 12-inch called Farewell. We heard a track called Public Safety. And the start of the sets, an 80s hardcore act called The Inbred out of West Virginia, from the Legacy of Fertility Volume 2 release, brand new on Alternative Tentacles Records. Too much hardcore for breakfast. And yes, we're going to get into a couple of releases now. A couple split 7-inch releases on Unrest Records. And let's get to them. This is an act called Twisted System.
Yeah, Södermalm.
Ja, tjena. Jag Hi. Skulle bara höra mer. Hur mycket skulle ni ha för att wasta en snubbe?
Vad säger du?
Hur mycket skulle ni ha för att wasta en snubbe? En större jobbig jävel. Det är en polare till mig.
Va?
Han är så jävla jobbig och han dricker ut så blir han helt snurrig och härlig.
Är han hemma hos dig nu då eller?
Nej, jag vet inte fan. Jag vet inte vad han håller till med. Men jag tänkte att ni borde kunna ordna det där på något vis. Ni har ju puffror och grejer.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
This is Graham from the Wednesday Night Heroes. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're coming up to a close of another edition of Generation Annihilation. And before I get out of here, I'm going to mention some. I'm going to mention first what we played in that last set. We heard two 7-inch releases on the Unrest Records label. Two splits. We heard Twisted System doing Untitled, And yeah, that was their split with Assassination. Yeah, we heard a track called Untitled, and we followed with another split also on Unrest Records. We heard Dodden's Gadden doing a track called Out of My Way, and this is their split with Springs. I don't know how to pronounce this Swedish stuff too well. Does Andy?
Which one?
The Sprängd.
Sprängd, yeah, I would pronounce it that way.
Yeah. Some Swedish D-beat for you. And we also heard from Piss Christ in the set, some Australian D-beat with a track called Same Old Shit. So, yes, it's 10 to the hour here. It's 10 to 1. We got Power Chord up next. And I'm going to talk about a few shows going on next Wednesday, October 14th, at Pub 340. We got DCT from Ontario. They'll be playing with the Zip Guns and Catastrophia. And Monday, October 12th, we got the return of the Butthole Surfers. Not sure if they have a new release out, but they've got some new reissues out on Alternative Tentacles. They'll be playing with the Psychic Chills. And next Saturday at the APC Anti-Poverty Center, 524 Main Street, we got a hardcore show with Ruiner, Infamy, In Bear Country, and the Impeders of Progress. And yes, that's an all-ages show. And speaking of shows, speaking of movies, I got to see The Story of Anvil, and it's a really excellent documentary. I guess it looks at a struggling band. Anvil never broke up. Yeah, they've been going since 1982, and I guess it talks about Rob Reiner, the drummer, and the singer Lips, and their history together, and working dead-end jobs trying to make ends meet while keeping Anvil going, and yeah, doing a very unsuccessful tour of Europe and recording a new album that nobody cares about, and yeah, it's quite sad.
Is it? Some people say it's like a real life Spinal Tap.
It is. Yeah, that's exactly that. I couldn't coin it any better. It's about a band that once sort of was but never became and is still struggling. But I guess it did well for them. What, they were on Howard Stern? And
no, I heard them talking about the Howard Stern show, but they're on a late night.
Conan O'Brien, yeah.
Conan, yeah, I saw that. That was pretty good. And Metal on Metal, I think, if I recall.
Yeah, and I guess it landed them a tour with AC/DC. Angus Young saw it, and he said, hey, I want that band on the road with... I've never been that big of an Anvil fan, are you?
I like them.
They put out a ton of albums. I guess they're revolutionary. First Canadian heavy metal band, but...
I'll be playing them on Power Chord today, so...
Okay. And getting into Power Chord, we're going to hear another Canadian heavy metal band. Anvil were from Toronto, and so is this band here, Razor. And we're going to hear a couple of reissues, which recently came out on Workers Cooperative Records. The band is...
Oh, Razor.
Yeah, two reissues.
One of the first thrash metal bands I've ever got into.
I guess one of the first, I guess if you want to say that, well, I don't know, Exciter were before, were Exciter thrash metal?
Kind of, but...
Yeah, so yeah, two Razor reissues, their final two... reissues with their later singer Bob Reed. We're gonna hear a track from the
what do you like better?
Shotgun.
Him or Sheepdog?
Well, I don't know. Apples to oranges. But we're gonna hear a track off the Shotgun Justice release called Miami, and then we're gonna hear a track called In Protest from Open Hostility. These are brand new reissues on vinyl on War on Music Records, same record label that just recently put out that Creatures for a Wild Personality Crisis album. They reissued it, and they've reissued these two. So yes, going back to 1990 and 1991, this is Razor. And if you'd like to download the podcast of this show, www.citr.ca, and we keep our playlists always online at www.streetpunkradio.com. So yes, stay tuned for Power Chord after a Razor double shot. Or I don't know, we could call this early Power Chord.
Whatever you want to call it.
All right. Here comes Razor, here comes Power Chord.
The place climbing. Yeah. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yep, yep, yep. Radio, 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 radio. Yep, 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 yep. Oh, happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing. Yep, yep.
It's only a dream, it's only a dream, it's only a dream, it's only a dream, it's only a dream.
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's Raven. Do you remember them, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Anvil, speaking of bands that are long-running, geez, I don't remember Raven.
Raven started in 74.
Wow.
Yeah, the Gallagher brothers, different Gallagher brothers from Oasis.
What? 74? What do they sound like in 74?
I think their first recording was 75, but they must have been pretty young. Well, my headphones are loud. There we go. Yeah, that was Raven off Walk Through Fire, a song called Under Your Radar. You cannot get this CD in North America. It only came out in Japan on a record label called
Japan, too,
King Records.
That's where Anvil ended up playing in the movie. Well, I shouldn't be giving away too much of the movie, but that's where they ended up playing in Japan at the very end of the show.
I haven't seen it yet, so don't spoil it.
You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I want to see it. So, yeah, Raven, rock and roll-y. They're one of the first, the new wave of British heavy metal. I think they're right in the front of that wave, weren't they?
Yep. Kind of at the front wave of thrash, too, weren't they?
Yep. And it's 106 here, Powercore. My name is Andy. And it's time to go into this band from Quebec that I just discovered. They're really good. I got to move my mic here. They're called Bomb Nation. They're from Quebec City. Their new CD is called Hazmat. And the song we're going to hear is called War Unlimited here on CITR 101.9 FM, 604-822-2487, the 604 UBC, CITR if you want to hear something.